So I was diagnosed with chronic migraines the summer between 7th and 8th grade, around 5 years ago at this point. Getting that diagnosis in the first place was difficult enough at 12 or 13 years old because it was always just written off as growing pains. When things started getting really severe, I came back to school and my grades really suffered. Up until this point, I tested gifted, top of my class, an avid oboe player. So when I was waking up with a splitting headache every morning, unable to make it out the door, it really threw me for a loop. And after getting the initial diagnosis and time passing for a while, it was hard to get support from school administration because even with my medical records, doctor's notes, etc., to them, this was just still a ploy to get out of class. At this point, I was switching between cyber and homebound and full-time school because I just wasn't able to admit to myself that traditional public school just wasn't going to work for me, especially being left to my own devices. This combination of my own securities and the validation of these securities by a lot of counselors and administration resulted in me really overexerting myself and ending up hospitalized. And as much as I wish I could say that showed them, I really can't because I got back, more time passed, and the same cycle just kept repeating itself. And realistically, I'm afraid it's going to keep repeating itself until I find a treatment that's effective or my condition is something that people can outwardly see. And that's all I have written. Cool.
I think that's great. Will you say, with a commentary for Youth Express, this is PJ Squire, senior at Shaler High School.
Sure. Could you say that again? Sorry.
Yeah. With a commentary for Youth Express, this is PJ Squire, senior at Shaler High School.
With a commentary at Youth Express, this is PJ Squire, a senior.
With a commentary for Youth Express.
Got it. With a commentary for Youth Express, this is PJ Squire, a senior at Shaler Area High School.
Perfect. Cool. That was a great read through.
All right.
I could just get one more.
Yeah.
Just so we have it, and I think we'll be good.
All right. So I was diagnosed with chronic migraines the summer between 7th and 8th grade, about 5 years at this point. Getting that diagnosis in the first place was difficult enough at 12 or 13 years old because it was just always written off as growing pains or exaggeration. But after my diagnosis, when things started getting really severe and I came back to school, my performance really suffered. Up until this point, I was testing gifted, top of my class, played oboe often. Could I start over?
Sure.
Sorry, thank you. So I was diagnosed with chronic migraines the summer between 7th and 8th grade, about 5 years ago at this point. Getting that diagnosis in the first place was difficult enough at 12 or 13 years old because it was just always written off as growing pains or exaggeration. But after my diagnosis, when things started getting really severe and I had to get back to school, my performance really suffered. Up until this point, I was top of my class, testing gifted, an avid oboe player, and really unable to see myself performing any differently than at 100% all the time. So when I was waking up with a splitting headache every morning, unable to make it out the door, it really threw me for a loop. And after the initial diagnosis and time passed for a while, I really stopped getting support from my school administration. Because even with my medical records, doctor's notes, etc., to them, it was just still a ploy to get out of class. Especially with my established background of anxiety, it really just all came together to them as a kid who was just too nervous to get to school. At this point, I was switching between cyber and homebound and full-time school because I just wasn't able to admit to myself that traditional school just wasn't going to work for me. Especially being left to my own devices in this huge school with hundreds of kids with so much stimulus, for someone who experiences pain even looking at a bright light. This combination of my own securities and the validation of these securities by a lot of counselors and administration resulted in me really overexerting myself and ending up in the hospital. And as much as I wish I could say that showed them, I really can't because I got back. More time passed and the same cycle just kept repeating itself. And it kept repeating itself until just recently when I was finally able to admit that it was okay that I couldn't keep doing this. And
that's good. So were you going to add something? Because I have an idea of just one thing.
Yeah.
Maybe just say, like, so if you see someone, you know, if someone tells you that they're suffering, like, believe them.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like a very simple, maybe you can say that verbatim or in your own words. Like,
okay.
You know, like.
Could I take it one more time?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, great. So I was diagnosed with chronic migraines the summer between 7th and 8th grade, around 5 years ago at this point. Getting that diagnosis in the first place was difficult enough at 12 or 13 years old because it was just always written off as growing pains or exaggeration. But after my diagnosis, when things started getting really severe and I had no choice but to go back to school, my performance really suffered. Up until this point, I was testing gifted, top of my class, and avid. I was testing gifted. Sorry, can I start over?
Yeah, you started the testing.
I was testing gifted, top of my class, an avid oboe player, and I really couldn't see myself performing any differently than at 100% all the time. So when I was waking up every morning with a splitting headache and unable to make it out of the door, it really threw me for a loop. And after the initial diagnosis and time passing for a while, I really couldn't get any support from my school administration. Because even with my medical records, doctor's notes, et cetera, to them, this was all just still a ploy to get out of class. Especially with my established history of anxiety, this was all that needed to happen. Because even with my medical records, doctor's notes, et cetera, to them, this was just still a ploy to get out of class. Especially with my established anxiety of background, this was all they needed to see a kid who was just too nervous to come to school. I was switching between cyber and homebound and full-time school because I just wasn't able to admit to myself that traditional public school just wasn't going to work for me, especially being left to my own devices in this school with hundreds of kids as someone who just experiences pain at bright lights. This combination of my own insecurities and validation of these insecurities by a lot of counselors and administration resulted in me really overexerting myself and ending up in the hospital. And as much as I wish I could say that showed them, I really can't because I got back, more time passed, and the same cycle just kept repeating itself. I'm afraid it's just going to keep repeating itself until either I find an effective treatment or my chronic pain is something that manifests in a way other people can see. So if you see someone who is talking about chronic pain or chronic illness and it's affecting their life to the point that they can't function, it's not for attention. No one would fake that because in reality, we just want the same experience everyone else has.
Excellent.